Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eatley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm joined today by Yadira Lopez from Laudal Insurance. She has been with us before, but every year, and actually, Yadira, correct me if I'm wrong, sometimes every couple of months, there's a brand new thing going on in health insurance. So thank you for being here again to share with us all the updates in the Medi-Cal and Medicare area because and health insurance. I think that it's a topic that's very underrated when people discuss finances, particularly with family members that perhaps don't have legal documents for the United States and also for elderly care. So thanks, Yadi, for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to give you updates on what's going on. January 1st of 2024, a new law came into effect in California where undocumented persons between the ages of 19 and 49 will be eligible for Medi-Cal, and this will be based on their income. So if they qualify, if they are below the federal poverty level of 138%, which ends up being about $20,000 per person, if they make less than that, then they will qualify for Medi-Cal. Unfortunately, there's going to be a group of people that are going to be over the $20,000 and they will not qualify for Medi-Cal, or they will qualify for Medi-Cal with a share of cost. So I know that everybody's predicting 700,000 people in California will be newly eligible for Medi-Cal. Unfortunately, I don't think those numbers are going to be accurate. You're going to see a lot of people not qualified based on their income.
Of course, you know, people will receive a paycheck or, you know, perhaps they're getting paid in cash and they don't think to do the math on what they're getting paid on an annual basis. What is a super basic formula that they can use in order to at least inform themselves whether or not they should apply?
Well, I do encourage people to apply and then, you know, they'll be told at that time if they qualify or not. But if you want to see if you qualify, you can go on, you know, your browser and type in 2024 FPL, which stands for federal poverty level. And that'll tell you based on the number of household members, what your income should be for you to qualify for Medi-Cal. Now, a super basic calculation is if you don't know how much you make per year and you know how much you make per hour, for example, somebody makes $15 an hour, you multiply that times the amount of hours that they work per week, let's say 40, so 15 times 40, and then you multiply that times 52, because we have 52 weeks in a year, you'll get 31,200. So that is way above the federal poverty level for one person to qualify for Medi-Cal. For the people who are undocumented and are not going to qualify for Medi-Cal because their income is higher, the other solution would be to apply for employer-based coverage if they do offer that at your place of employment.
And what do you recommend in terms of having that discussion? They can simply just have a discussion with, is it HR or where should they turn their attention to if they are a little bit uncertain?
They can go to their HR department to see if they qualify. Something that you should know is that in California, the employer that offers health insurance is required to pay 50%, at least 50%. Some of them pay more, but they need to pay 50%. So you're still not going to be paying the full amount if you go through your employer. It may be a little bit less expensive than if you try to buy something on your own. So I would definitely go there first.
Okay. And how is this information getting out to the community? Obviously, your office, your agencies are doing what they can to get the information out. But besides, let's say, TV, commercials, news outlets, what's going on the ground to get this information out into the community?
Honestly, I've heard a lot, whether it's in Spanish or in English news channels, they're saying like, hey, you know, this law passed in California, everybody, all undocumented people are not going to qualify for Medi-Cal, but they're leaving out the income part. So I've gotten so many calls, so many messages like, this is so unfair. You know, people who are here undocumented are going to get everything for free, yet I'm paying $200 a month. It's not fair. But like I said, they're not telling the whole story. They're not saying it's going to be income based. So if they're below the federal poverty level, then yeah, no matter if you're undocumented or not, if you're below the federal poverty level, you're going to qualify for full Medi-Cal for free. So there are a lot of options for people who are under the federal poverty level. But if they are above that 138% mark and they're undocumented, they're not going to be able to qualify for Medi-Cal.
And if this is confusing to listeners, if you have family members that need guidance, are they able to contact your agency or should they go on to like a specific site or their local offices? What's the best route?
They can contact my office, 323-800-2227. And would be able to help them if they do qualify for Medi-Cal. We can help them apply. If they don't qualify for Medi-Cal, then we can direct them as to what their options are.
I think it's really important to note that you guys obviously speak Spanish in your office. So please make sure that you do reach out to the agency for more information on that. Let's pivot to other health insurance areas. Is there anything new with health insurance in general? What about Medicare as well? Since we have a lot of listeners that have, you know, parents turning 65 or family members turning 65, and they don't always know that they're supposed to apply. A lot of the times they think things happen automatically. What guidance can we give them? And what's different this year?
Well, first of all, if somebody's about to turn 65, we always say it's important that they contact the Social Security office if they haven't heard from the Social Security office. Usually the Social Security office will reach out to them by mail 3 months before their 65th birthday. If they have not, they should reach out to see what their options are. If the person is still working, sometimes they don't qualify for Medicare right away until they retire if they have employer-based coverage. So again, it's important they reach out to the Social Security office to see what they're going to qualify for, what the costs are, what's the best option for them. There's also agents like you and me, Vera, that can help them, guide them through the Medicare process. They can reach out to us and we can help them to see if they qualify for Medicare, when they qualify and what the cost associated with that would be. The only thing that is new with Medicare this year is that a lot of seniors have something called MediMedi, which is Medicare and Medi-Cal together. In the last 3 years since the pandemic, the Medi-Cal office was not verifying income for those senior citizens. And so they just auto-renewed for 3 years. So now the Medi-Cal is doing redeterminations. So a lot of those senior citizens will no longer qualify for MediMedi. And it's important that if the Medi-Cal goes away, they have their Medicare reevaluated because they may be left with super high premiums or co-payments or unaffordable medication because they're on the wrong plan. They're on a plan for somebody who should be on MediMedi and not just Medicare. And so we just encourage everybody to reach out to an agent or the Social Security office, and we'd be able to help them with that.
Do you find, Anita, that sometimes like people are a little bit hesitant to reach out to agents because they think they're going to get charged something?
Yes, I think people have the misconception that as agents, we're either going to charge them something or we're going to try to sell them something they don't need. And I think just being in this business, and I'm sure you can agree with me, Vera, it's you have to have heart. So anytime when they sit with a senior citizen and I see that they have a plan that works for them and they're happy with it, I tell them, leave it alone. You have a great plan. That's the best you can get. But if I see that I can help them either save money or get better treatment for their medical services, I'll suggest it. So I just think they shouldn't be afraid to reach out. Our help is free and it's confidential. And I think you'll see that a lot of us agents, or most of us agents, dealing with senior citizens, we want to do what's best for them. And we want to guide them in the right direction.
And In terms of Covered California, what do we need to know? Because there were a few folks, I remember towards the end of last year, that were a little bit surprised at the changing premiums that they suddenly had to pay. Does that have to do also with just the emergency money being lifted from the state coming out of COVID?
Yes. A lot of people have received bills in the mail for January, and they may be 2-3 times what they were paying in 2023. Sometimes those bills are correct, but for the most part, they're not. It just means that Covered California is trying to get your attention so you can contact them and we can update your information. And you're gonna see that a lot. So what's happening is these people get these bills and they say, you know, screw that, I ain't paying this. They don't reach out.
Yeah.
So they cancel their coverage. And now you only have until January 31st to make any changes. So those people are going to be left without coverage the entire year because they don't want to reach out. They don't want to make the call. And it's important that you do make the call because, like I said, most of those bills are incorrect. And, you know, as certified Covered California agents, we're going to help you fix that. So it's important for you to reach out and see how we can help you. Don't ignore the bills. Don't. It's not going to go away. You got to call us.
I know. Sometimes I feel like there are instances when I get something in the mail, I'm like, what if I just ignore it? But obviously it doesn't go anywhere. So this type of information does impact finances, especially if you're if it's for yourself in terms of health insurance, if you're caring for someone. A lot of us are growing up and we have parents that we have to sometimes accompany them to doctor's appointments, or we are the ones that are reading through applications and responding to Medicare questions. So don't hesitate. I want to like really emphasize, don't hesitate to contact whatever agent you're working for or contact Liddell Insurance, because it's better to just have the information than to guess. I feel like when it comes to health, sometimes people are afraid and they'll just say yes or no to something and they're missing out on a huge benefit. So Yadi, if you could give us again, where can we reach you? What's the phone number again? And anything on social media that you can share with us, please.
Yes, ma'am. You can reach us by phone at 323-800-2227, by text message at 310-569-7467. We have a website, which is thesanainsurance.com, and that's also all our Facebook and Instagram handles is thesanainsurance.com, or for myself, it's Yadira M. Lopez. Something that I want to share with you really quickly, if I can, Vera.
Of course.
I've seen something happen in the last month of, you know, in this month that I haven't seen in years, and people are coming in. Car accidents because it's raining, you know, emergency surgeries, this and that. I can't even count them anymore, and I can't help them because you can't get insurance after you crash, right? You need to have that insurance before these things happen. So please do not be left without insurance. We're a phone call away, and we can clarify for you, you know, what in fact it is that you qualify for, what in fact you have to pay. So there's no excuse. I mean, you could go bankrupt with an emergency room bill. You don't want to get stuck with that.
Thank you for sharing that. I think that's actually something that's so critical. And I appreciate your time here. And folks, we will put this information in the show notes. So again, thank you for listening to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and we'll see you next time.
To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvy in 20 Minutes and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.